We'll just go ahead and go to the text that I'd like to read before you out of the book of Psalms. Psalm number 37, as a matter of fact, verses 23 through 25. A couple of verses that I have long enjoyed reading and understanding somewhat what they're about has brought them to my mind as I passed another milestone in my life recently, and I wanted to share it with you here this evening. Psalms number 37, verse number 23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Hallelujah. God knows how to take care of us, no matter whether we're young or whether we're older. Older, okay? Not older, older. Okay? I think I got that right finally. But I tell you what, the Lord knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly what you and I have need of, especially in this day and in this hour. And all we've got to do is listen to the voice of God, or as the title would say tonight, ordered by the Lord. All right. Hallelujah. We all need to walk that way and be that way. Yes. God bless you. You may be seated. Yes. As we start tonight, I'd like to say thank you to the Lord for being so good to me.
Glory. Thank you.
Last Sunday was my birthday, and I'm over 39 years old by a pretty good margin now. All right. 65, 66 has come and gone. 70 has even come and gone. Well, it is nice, okay? You know, one of the blessings that comes from knowing God and letting God have a part in your life is to be satisfied where you're at. You know, there was times in my life when I never felt that way. But right now, I can tell you, I would not want to go back and start over at all. Part of that reason is the Lord has brought me safely thus far, and why would I want to take a chance on screwing that up sometime in the past? Right? You know, I mean, hey, listen, God's been good. He's given me good health.
Yes.
He's given me a good wife.
Yes.
He's given me a good family. Given me a good pastor and his wife. Given me a good church. And not only that, that's just the beginning. Because it talks in the Bible about his exceedingly great and precious promises. You know, I can understand some things that I have been able to see and experience and enjoy. But there's a whole bunch of stuff that I have no comprehension of that God is going to bless his people with. Because God's promises are yea and amen. And it is going to happen if I have the patience sometimes to wait upon the Lord and let him have his way. But I thank God that he has brought me thus far. You know, there was a time... I'm going to try to figure out how far back it was, but let's just say that I've walked more than 30, 40 years with the Lord. There was a time when I did not know him, and I could not say with any assurance that he had anything in store for me. But today I know that every step of the way, the Lord has been with me. Hallelujah. In verse 23 of today's text, says the steps of a good man. Now, I want you to think just a minute. When it talks about the steps of a good man, it made me stop and think, you know, we do take steps.
Yes, we do.
You know, steps are not something that's real exciting. I don't suppose it would be, except if you couldn't take one. But steps are usually always what? They're always deliberate.
Yes.
They can be long or short as far as distance goes. They can get you from one place to another, not real fast. Now, I wouldn't want to go great distances. But steps get you places. It does take some effort on your and my part.
Yeah.
We must get out. We must do something to be able to get from. And usually that's not very fast unless you are one of them speed walkers. Did anybody ever try to do that, by the way? Man, you just shift around and everything, trying to get one thing in front of the other quicker than the other one. I've tried it before, but it didn't feel comfortable, I'll say that for it. But, you know, there's nothing really fancy about walking as a rule. Do you think anything about walking from A to B unless you sprung an ankle or something like that? Usually if you're normal, you know, it's just something you do. Well, walking with God should just be something you do. Every step that you take, you just need to have the direction and the help of God to direct those footsteps so that you know you're going in the right direction. And the psalmist, as he's writing, says, hey, your steps need to be ordered by the Lord. You get to choose whether you want to be a good person or a not-so-good person in the eyes of God. You get to make that choice. I get to make that choice. I get to make it every day. You get to make it every day. You get to decide, hey, I want to do what's right in the eyes of the Lord. Now, do you always ask yourself that question every morning? No, because something that is a part of you doesn't require at all. It's a conscious effort. Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't stop once in a while and ask yourself, hey, Lord, am I in the right place? Am I going the right way? Because I want my steps, my way, my direction to always be ordered of the Lord. I want to be there. Because, you know, if your ways please the Lord, everything's just going to work out so much better. You're going to find a happiness and a joy, and especially the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And who in this world, with all the calamities and all the things going on and could be going on, then you sit over there and you're just going to be all fretty and all worried and scared of this and scared of that. And Mike, and did you see that in the paper tonight? Did you hear what the... Sometimes you want to take that off, that, turn it aside and forget all about it for a while. Because it doesn't have a lot of good, fresh meaning to you. Yes, the world is that. As a matter of fact, that Bible tells us in the last days, perilous times are going to come. And if you're not walking in the path that God has laid out for you, then you're going to find yourself in such a state of turmoil, you won't know which way to turn. And if you don't allow God to come and bring you back into the center of His will, then you're going to find yourself in a position that is going to be destructive to your soul. But the ways of a good man, a man that chooses, oh, this goes for women too, don't think you're separated out of it, but the ways of a good person that has allowed God to speak to them and to draw them in and to open up their understanding and let them know that, hey, God is real.
Yes.
And He's not a God that's afar off. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to see Jesus and to know Jesus. No God in any form. You can do that right now. And that's God's plan, God's purpose, and God's intention for you and I is to enjoy Him here today. Because He knows the way. Matter of fact, didn't He say that He was the way? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. It's in Him Himself, and He wants us to know that. Hallelujah. Praise God. One nice thing about walking with the Lord is it's available to who? The high and the lofty. The poor and the meek. The ones in between. How about you and I? God opens the door to everybody. He is no respecter of persons. He says, if you will walk with me, I will be with you when? Always until the
end of the world.
I mean, you can't go where I'm not already yet. You can't see or know things that I don't already know. And if you're confused about where you're at, why don't you go to the one that knows the end from the beginning in the first place? Because he knows what tomorrow brings, what today brings, and he knows what all happened yesterday. Nothing's hidden from the Lord God Almighty. He knows it all and he's seen it all. What is it? Farmer's insurance, it says, we've seen a few things.
Yeah,
yeah, and they got some crazy commercials about some things they've taken care of, haven't they? But God knows it all, and not only does he know it all, he knows your place in all of that. And he knows how to bring us through it. If we're one of those that have said, hey, Lord, I want to walk in your pathway. I want to do exactly what you want me to do. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. Luke 22 and 42 says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. How many ever wanted something removed from your life? But he went on to say, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Because of that, you and I are able to enjoy the liberties that we have today in the Lord, in the Holy Ghost, his precious spirit he's placed within us, if only we will allow him to lead and to guide us every step of the way. Because I tell you what, man, you walk in the way of the Lord as he has ordered your day. Everything's going to be perfect. Huh? He didn't say it was going to all be perfect. But what did he say? I'll be there with you. I will help you. And you're going to come through it victorious. You know, we all have troubles. We all have things that happen to us. Matter of fact, next verse will pick up on that just a little bit. But right now, if you just know the Lord is going to take care of you and me and everything that we face and everything that we do, and it isn't just some thing up in the middle of nowhere, kind of looking down, kind of caring a little bit about you. No. But that's Almighty God that's looking down. And you know, if there was 17 million people, well, there's more people. What is there, about 5 billion people on the earth right now? You know, all that people, he still knows every hair on this head.
Yes, he does. Hallelujah.
He knows every fret, worry that I might have. He knows what I'm going to do tomorrow before I even know what's going to happen. And he's able to lead and guide and direct me as I allow him to have his way. But you see, it's not about me, is it? It's about him guiding me along every step of the way. Hallelujah. Consider any of the men in the Bible that you and I can read about, and we can see lives that were impacted by their circumstances, whether it's Joseph, where it would be somebody like David, or even in the New Testament, Paul. They all had things come their way in their lifetimes. Some of them you see, oh, especially if you look at Joseph, I mean, there's hardly anything negative ever said about Joseph and anything that he had a part of. Just seemed like it come his way. And if somebody smacked him down, next thing you know, he was raised up a little bit higher. You know, his brothers didn't like him. Well, it wasn't very long until he had a command over a lot of the things in Egypt.
Right.
Including whether they got any food to sustain themselves or not. Right. Now, did all that happen by chance? Did all that just show up in certain times in their life because God wanted to show his brothers that, you know, he was a favored child? You know, man, God has steps. Does it make sense to you and I all the time? Have you ever been confused about, God, why am I here? Why is this happening to me, or why is this not happening to me? Each one of us have a path to write that God has laid out. And we may understand everything about it, and we may understand zero. And what do you do when you don't know what else is going on or what else to do? You just walk by
Faith. Knowing that, hey, God has a purpose in this. Now, I don't maybe see it right now. I may never see it in my lifetime. But I know I've got to continue to walk with God. Isn't that what Joseph did? No matter what kind of circumstances, torn away from his family for years upon years upon years, and in his young years at that, and yet he went walking. And God brought him through it all, and God raised him up. Look at David. Did David do everything perfect in his walk with God? No. But what did David have? David had a desire in his heart to know God's will and then to do what God's will. And whenever he found out, you know, however he found out his mistakes, he was willing to say, God, forgive me and make this right. Help me, Lord Jesus, to walk that right path. Let my steps be led by you, Lord. Help me to do that which is good and pleasing in your eyes, Almighty God. Because I know that in your presence there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand there are pleasures for the season. Ha, 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 yes, we're not just talking about a short-term deal here. We're talking about something that lasts throughout this lifetime and about the one to come, which is the important one too, isn't it, huh? Hallelujah. Now, let's see. I had so many notes, I tried to compact them. When I got to compact them, it's too short, so I made the print bigger. Oh, just so I could see. One thing about being 70, you might as well laugh about it. Some things are not as good as they were when I was 30. All right? Yeah. That's life. But hey, I can still see and read. I can remember almost everybody's name. Just don't come and test me when the service is over tonight, please. But, you know, I tell you what. In his way. I hope you guys, every one of you here tonight and anybody else viewing this, will have a love for God and the things of God. You know, if you enjoy something, it's not hard to do it. And everything, I don't care how much you might like and enjoy it, has some difficulties along the way. Like to say it doesn't, but I haven't found anything that didn't have, you know, a complication or a little bit of trouble along the way. But boy, if you like it, if you really enjoy it, and you find yourself, okay, well, you know, that wasn't quite as good as I wanted, but, you know, I like to eat. Does that mean that every meal is a scrumptious delight for my palate? I think I said all that right. You know, never mind. Yeah, I enjoy eating, you know, but not everything just really stirs it up and makes me think, boy, that was some of the best ever. But you know, that hasn't stopped me from going to the table the next time one's being served. All right. Your walk with the Lord needs to be a little bit like that. Okay, today I got down. Something happened here that didn't turn out the way that I would hoped it would. But I hope through it all that I still have a praise for God in my heart. I'm still thankful that He has brought me through it and helped me to stand to where I am today. Hallelujah. Have a delight, have a happiness about the things of God that will help me to continue on my journey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 119 and 97 says, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Have a love for the things of God and the ways of God and be able to follow them and to walk with them all the time. Hallelujah. Verse number 24 kind of gets down to where we find ourselves someday here in Psalms 37. Psalms 37 and verse 24. Make sure I changed my page, didn't I? Says, though he fall. And all of us have had problems in life when we stumbled and fell and didn't make up to the standards God would expect and want us to be in our lives and before others. Because other people are seeing and watching us, folks. They know how you react in certain situations. They've seen you and they know you. And sometimes we do not put forth the Christ-like attitude that I'm sure the Lord would like to see. But you know, one of the promises of God is if you're trying to walk with Him and do that which is right in your eyes, is that though He fall, though you stumble along the way and maybe kind of lose sight of what the real goal is, got to know that you shall not utterly be cast down. You know? Hallelujah. You will not be utterly. You will not be put down to the place. You will be some kind of a victory that's going to come. Why? Because you've got to know that you are not there by yourself. God has not placed you in that to be by yourself, because He is with you always. We've already mentioned that once. But the Lord is going to be with us always, and He's going to reach forth His hand. We're not talking about some angelic being out there by themselves, although they take care of us too. But it says His hand is going to uphold us and lift us up. It's going to be Him that's going to be able to reach out to you, because He knows you and He walks with you and He's with you all the time. He will never allow you to be forsaken and left all on your own, because He loves us and He cares for us. And He wants each and every one of us to have the victory in our lives. Psalm 37, verse number 25. Is another scripture that has stuck with me over the years, but it's changed in its meaning because of one or two things. Number one, when I first read it, I would be called young. Today, when I read it, I am again not so young. And that has a special meaning to me. Because you see, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. From a personal experience, I can tell you that I have found that to be very true. I have had a chance to see many things come on the horizon, rise up, look like the greatest thing. And yet, 10 years later, where is it? It's gone by the wayside. When you look at this psalm and you think about this, anybody remember who the writer of Psalm 37 was? It'd been David. David wrote this. And you got to look at this and you got to think about David and his life and all the scriptures that pertain to him. There's a good bit wrote about his life, all the things that he was subject to. His rise to be king, how successful that was. And yet, he didn't live a life without hazards and problems and issues coming up that affected his life as well as the life of the kingdom. So when a man like that goes, you know that he has seen and experienced a lot of things in life, some that you and I will never face. And if I want to go to someone that has the ability to guide and to help me, do I want to go to a novice? Do I want to go to one who doesn't have the experience? Do I want to go to the internet, get my guidance? You know, I like the internet, Brother Cox. Mm-hmm. You know, if I did some of the things it said, my body would look like a 23-year-old. And better than mine was at 23, I can tell you that. I'd be a real man. I'd have so much money, Donald Trump would be working for me. Let alone everything else that they're going to help me do. But you know, I probably couldn't take all that, so I haven't tried. Maybe that's what the deal is. But you know. But there's everything out there trying to tell you and I how we should be doing things. There's people out there trying to tell you, you don't need that God stuff. That's just some crutch somebody's leaning on. Boy, they don't know how big a crutch it is, do they? Hallelujah. But I'm telling you now, here we have a man here that's gone through all this. When he tells you that he has never seen the righteous forsaken, not only does the other scriptures back up what he's saying here, don't get me wrong, but he's saying, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Where can you go to get a promise that you're going to always have your needs met besides the Lord?
Nowhere.
If you're depending on the government to give it to you, I'm sorry.
There you go.
You might as well dash your hopes right now.
They
will be glad to take it from you, but give it to you, don't work like that. Or anything else for that matter. Only the Lord gives a promise to you and I as his child that he will put a covering over us.
Yes, hallelujah.
Anybody need a healing? Anybody needs a blessing of some kind? Maybe a financial blessing? Maybe some guidance in your life about a family situation or another situation? Anybody ever tell you that he is going to be a high tower? And you can run into it from all the problems and issues of life, and you're going to be what? You're going to be safe because he is the Almighty God and he knows all these things and how to handle them. Hallelujah. That's the Lord God Almighty that David is talking about. And he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. He is that good and he is that great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad to tell you that God knows exactly what we have need of. Not taking anything from young people. Don't get me wrong on that side of it. I was one myself. But you know how life is. Does life stop for anybody? Life needs to be just like your footsteps. Okay, Lord. Just take me here today and there tomorrow, whatever it is. I want to go. I want to walk with you. Order my steps, Lord, that I might honor you in my actions.
Yes.
In my deeds, when I lay my head down tonight, Lord, let it be because you have blessed me and I have blessed you. And I have chosen you, Lord, over anything else that could have come my way. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to close with just a couple more comments. You know, what we get out of life is going to depend to a very great deal what we put into life. The laws of reaping and sowing are so true in every aspect. Whether you believe in God or not, it's still true because it's God's word. And if you and I are not sowing to the Spirit or to the things of God and walking in the things of God, we're going to reap the benefits of that lifestyle. But if you say, Lord, I love you, Lord, and I do want to walk with you. I do want to be a vessel that brings honor and glory to you.
Yes, sir. Amen to that.
Then know that God will keep you not only today, but all of your tomorrows. And then he's going to open up the windows of heaven. Hallelujah. And then you're going to go into the real glory land that is made for those that have made their calling and election sure in the Lord. And God is going to grant you eternal life in his presence. Hallelujah. It's all going to be worth it all when we see Jesus. It's worth it all today, but it's nothing compared to what God in his glory is going to pour out on his church one of these days. God bless each of you tonight. May the Lord be a blessing to you. May he lead you and guide you, and may we all look to him
for our help and for our guidance. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.